Hello, you're listening to the This Is The Way Phase 4 podcast, and I'm your host, Steve Lascalzo. The next show in Marvel's Phase 4 on Disney Plus is Moon Knight. The first episode becomes available for streaming on March 30th, 2022. Additional episodes will become available each Wednesday, until the Season 1 finale, which lines up with Star Wars Day, May the 4th.
Yeah? Good.
We say before each podcast, but if you're listening to us, you should assume that anything Marvel has released officially is fair game for discussion. We also speculate for the future. So if there's a movie or show you haven't watched yet and don't want to be spoiled, you should go watch and come back later. Yes, we're only talking about the trailers so far, but you've been warned.
You're bloody useless, Stevie.
Steven.
You know, if Marvel isn't your cup of tea, well, I'm not sure these podcasts will be something you'll enjoy, but so far we've covered WandaVision, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, and Hawkeye, as well as Phase 4's Black Widow movie. I've got plans of covering more Phase 4 series on Disney Plus and Phase 4 movies, well, except for Eternals, and I'll probably put off covering Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings until I see how it figures into Phase 4. If Marvel isn't your thing, then there is a Star Wars content podcast I produce which you might be interested in. This Is The Way podcast will soon have coverage of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series and Season 2 of The Bad Batch when that comes out. We just wrapped up the Book of Boba Fett coverage a couple weeks ago. If that interests you, well, you can search for that podcast on all major podcast distribution networks, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and of course, Anchor.fm, just like this podcast. So wherever you're listening to this, you can also find This Is The Way podcast. If you'd like to take part in our discussions here, interact with us on Instagram or Twitter at The Way Phase 4. You can also check out our webpage at facebook.com/thewayphase4. If you have feedback, send it to us via email. This is thewayphase4@gmail.com. And yes, I do want to hear from you.
Thank you.
So, what can we expect? This show is centered on the character of Moon Knight. If you search the internet for who is Moon Knight, you'll find several links to the various comic book volumes. Moon Knight is the alter ego of Mark Spector, a son of a rabbi, former Marine, and CIA operative. I should say one of the alter egos because his form as Moon Knight comes as a result of a psychic connection through the multiverse with Khonshu, a being from another dimension worshipped by ancient Egyptians as a moon god. His other alter egos are the result of dissociative identity disorder caused by that psychic connection that is initiated by Khonshu when he was a child, at least in the comics. In the first official trailer, Spectre is referred to as Stevie, or Steven, which should be his identity as billionaire Steven Grant. But remember, Marvel can do whatever they want, so Oscar Isaac's character here might start out as Stevie or Steven Grant, and be totally different. He could be poor. In the trailer, he doesn't look wealthy, doesn't seem important, but he has many identities, and this version of him could simply well be a cover for his other identities. Those are taxicab driver Jacob Lockley, businessman Mr. Knight, who could be the wealthy one, but Marvel often condenses and conflates and outright changes the backstories and comic origins to fit the overall Phase 4 narrative. It appears they'll do so here as well, and I would guess that his Steven identity will unravel. It might be revealed he's put himself in the museum to track down something that will help with his other identities. I wonder how far into his backstory they might get. You know, will we see his beginnings in flashbacks as he awakens from his identity of Steven into that of Mark, or will this show instead put his psychic connection to Khonshu much closer to this show than his youth, as it was in the comics? It's interesting also because Arthur Harrow is different from his version in the comics than he appears to be in the show. And it may be the combination of two different storylines. In the comics, Harrow is conducting studies on pain as a continuation of Nazi experimentation. Separately, there is a cult of Khonshu in the comics, but in the trailers, it seems as if Ethan Hawke's Harrow is a cult-like leader.
There's chaos in you.
I did also notice that Harrow mentioned chaos in the trailer. That's not the first time we've heard about chaos in Phase 4, right? In fact, chaos is something mentioned as magic by Agatha Harkness in the WandaVision series. So, could that magic be related to Moon Knight's transformative power? Moon Knight is basically Khonshu's champion on this Earth timeline, the Fist of Khonshu. There are different phases of the Moon, and so different personalities of Spectre, and Moon Knight has varied powers based on the phases of the Moon. It's going to be interesting. Will they title the different episodes, six different episodes after eight phases of the Moon? Waning Gibbous, Last Quarter, Waning Crescent, New Moon, Waxing Crescent, First Quarter, Waxing Gibbous, and Full Moon. Since that's eight, I wonder if they'd either cut out the quarters or drop the waxing and waning forms and just call them Crescent and Gibbous. As the show gets closer, we'll surely see more TV spots that, you know, they'll reveal more about the show. So we can only speculate on everything right now. It doesn't appear there's a direct tie-in with the upcoming Doctor Strange movie either. But that movie seems so groundbreaking and so important to the MCU here in Phase 4. I can't believe Marvel Entertainment is going to risk spoiling that movie by placing something important to that plot in a show about a character with which not many people are familiar. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness seems to have pretty direct connections to WandaVision, Loki, and What If. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier served as a passing of the torch for Captain America's shield, and Hawkeye seems to do the same for Clint Barton and Kate Bishop. WandaVision and Loki, though, dealt with telling more of the story for established characters. What If riffed on variants of the same characters that we already know. Moon Knight, however, this is introducing a character for the first time to audience, the same as it will happen for Kamala Khan's Miss Marvel later this year. For this reason, I feel like the show won't be a must-watch for casual Marvel fans. I don't think you're going to have to watch the show to get what's going on in Phase 4. I think the darker tone will be a selling point and a turnoff for different portions of the Marvel fanbase. So we'll have to see where it fits in the MCU when it debuts at the end of March.
Embrace the chaos.
So, are we excited? Well, why not? Moon Knight has been described as Marvel's version of Batman, although Kevin Feige described the adventure as more along the lines of Indiana Jones. That happens to be a Lucasfilm production, by the way, which is, like Marvel, owned by Disney. This show doesn't have any prior baggage of a pre-existing version of the character to overcome. This show can introduce the character however it sees fit. There was that mention of chaos. Marvel can take this opportunity to talk about the Darkhold more. It could establish that Khonshu comes from outside the multiverse or from a different reality altogether. It can reveal to us a plot point that pays off in Episode 6 or not until the last half of Phase 4 in theaters. Or it can just be a fun interim until Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness comes out. You know, there are a few exceptions to the expectation rule here. The only ones who are going to be really upset if this character is much different from the comics are the diehard fans. Most people don't know who he is. He's been billed as Marvel's Batman or Indiana Jones. Those are so far apart from each other, anything in between that hits that mark is going to be fine. And I think Feige's mention of Indy was specifically to shift people far from the established comparison to Batman. Even if, you know, as many people point out, it's more a tonal comparison than like saying Moon Knight has the same skills or origin that Batman has. It's just something that people use to compare the characters. So by saying Batman and Indiana Jones, I mean, There's a lot of gray area in between there. There will surely be some mystery at first for us, the viewer, as we try to figure out what's real and what's imagined. You know, we see that in that contact lens scene with the elevator from the first trailer. You know, I usually enjoy trying to unravel mysteries, so as long as the payoff feels earned, it looks like this is going to be an enjoyable show to discuss. It's still more than a month away, though, so what do you think? Email us at thisisthewayphase4@gmail.com or interact on Twitter or Instagram at thewayphase4 and on Facebook at /thewayphase4. This has been This Is The Way Phase 4's preview of Moon Knight, the first episode coming March 30th, 2022 on Disney+. I'm Steve Lascalzo. Until next time, friends.